Chushaving a lot, Tayr alumni. I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. Rabbi Yisai, we come out afterwards without a doubt that the Eibishter loves us. It goes on and on. The Eibishter loves us and the Eibishter protects us in the Shvayest Zmanim. But that's Klal Yisrael at large. What about a Yid? What about a Yid v'stita mula navayre? What about a neighbor that does an avla? What about somebody in Besmedrish that does something with Smetur Nishtin? So there's a vote from Gamliel Rabbanovich Ozangazin in a Sefer Tiva Torah. He says as follows. Bullock tells Bilam, come on, let's go. Let's try from another corner. And the Torah tells us, let's go to a corner where you'll be able to see a chaylik of Klal Yisrael and curse them from there. He says, man of kemina, chaylik of the whole thing. When is it possible for us to have a perception of a Yid that this Yid is no good? Only zuktiv and efes ketsai sire. When we only see some action that the Yid does, when we only see something not good that he does, but when we look at an entire Yid, lo yemulet, that we won't say, wow, what an unbelievable Yid. Yes, are there people that do avlis? 100%. But for every avla that they do, this 50-fold of Gitta Zachem was a teen. V'chazal zugen, afile reikunim shabi Yisruel malayim mitzvus kerimoin. Why? Because what you're seeing now, a Yid, is somebody in Abach, he was an Oymed ben Asoyan. We all see sometimes people doing something, and we jump to judgment. Do you know what that guy did? And that is our perception. But why? In medem touch the heiliges fas emes al tudnes chavayichu et shetegilim koimoy. You have to be there in entirety. In entirety, you have to be with him from morning to night, and you have to be with him from the beginning till end. You know why? Because then you see there's so much more good to a Yid than avlis. And this is what Bullock is telling Bilam. Ke'efes ketai tira ve'kila loy sira, and then you could. He says of Pusik was Duvid Amelech Zuk, the Oid Ma'at Va'ain Rusha Vahos Bainantu al Makoimai Vaineni. So he says as follows, the Oid Ma'at, yes, you have a perception of a Tzvaita Yid that he's a Rusha, no, the Oid Ma'at, kick noch a bissel, watch him tomorrow, watch him yesterday, then you're going to see the Ain Rusha, then he is not a Rusha. You just have to be a little bit patient and see a bissel a meh from them Yid. And so do the Makantan word from him, Heiligen Lakita Maran. He says that we have to be done as Koludem Lakaf Schis, even somebody who is a Rusha. Why? Because you have to be done as kolle udom, this ganze mensch. Don't be done only what you saw now. And this is what Bullock is telling Bilam. And this is the message to us. You want to know if the Eibishter loves us? Avada. You want to know if he loves every Yid? Afile reikunem? Yes, take one look. In the Eibishter de Kepasha, in the Eibishter des Nishtzigelost, even when he saw Eifes Kutsai, the Avlas, the Yidin, where we're going. We're going into the Bainam Tzurim, into the Drei Vachim. The Eibishter is the health, and this should be a lesson for us. And this should bring chizik to Mbashefer and chizik to us. Alechtig and Shabbos.